about that time, y'all. Rough Riders. You know, Teflon is.
Yo, 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 they wanna know.
Girl is forever the realest right here, right now. What's up, folks? And welcome to another Mayhem Monday. Forever hot topics on blogtalkradio.com/ handsome life. It is definitely, definitely going down tonight. I have so much in store. So much done went on. It's just too much. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Just know that when you're doing your dream, hey, it's just life is just the best. You know what I'm saying? So always keep your dream alive and do what you need to do to get what you need done, done. You know what I'm saying? So tonight, folks, the topic will be the importance of marijuana. And what made me want to do this topic is because it's a lot of back and forth talk about the goods and the bad of marijuana. You know, they done made it to where it helps, you know, in health situations, mental situations, and et cetera, et cetera. And if that's the case, why it can't be legalized federally and statewide? You know what I'm saying? So what's up with that, folks? You know, if you have any views, call in 310-861-2317. And tonight, in the spaceship causing mayhem with your girl, is Trey Love, also a host on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. But yes, indeed, tonight will be his first time in the spaceship causing mayhem with your girl on this Monday. He has so much in store for 2012, and I can't wait for him to let you guys know what's up. So go ahead and get your pens and your pads out. You know what I'm saying? Take note of what's going on because it's definitely going down. So I'm going to start my night off like I do every Monday. I'm about to, you know, play some of that Tupac. You know what I'm saying? I always keep Tupac alive in the spaceship. You know, R.I.P. Tupac. West Coast legend paved the way for us upcoming artists amongst many, many, many other, you know, West Coast artists that paved the way for us, you know, like Snoop and Eazy-E and Dre and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? But I always got to keep Tupac alive. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and turn it up because it's going down right now. I'm going to go ahead and play Tupac Blasphemy. You know what I'm saying? So turn it up.
God has a plan, and the Bible unfolds that wonderful plan through the message of prophecy. God sent Jesus into the world to be our Savior, and that Christ is returning someday soon to unfold the wonderful plan of eternity for my life and your life. How is we're cooperating with God, by accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior.
My family tree consists of drug dealers, thugs, and killers. Struggling, known to hustle, screaming, fuck they finish. I got advice from my father, all he told me was this. Nigga, get off your ass if you plan to be rich. There's 10 rules to the game, but I'll share what you do. No, niggas gon' hate you for whatever you do. Now rule one, get your cash on M.O.B. Back money over bitches cause they breed envy. Now rule two is a hard one, watch for phonies. Keep your enemies close, nigga, watch your homies. It seemed a little unimportant when he told me I smiled. Picture jewels being handed to an innocent child. I never knew in my lifetime I lived by these rules. Initiated as an outlaw, studying rules. Now papa ain't around, so I gotta recall. I'll come to grips with being written on my enemy's walls. Promise if I have a seat, I'ma guide him right. Dear Lord, don't let me die tonight. I got words for my comrades, listen and learn. Ain't nothing free, give me back what you earned. No doubt, getting high in the motherfucker blessed and pleased. This thug life will be the death of me. Come on. I remember what my papa told me. Remember what my papa told me. Blasphemy.
Look what them are still in the name of the Lord. Them are still not blind.
I remember what my papa told me.
In the name of the Lord.
While the people are still not blind. We probably in hell already. Our dumb asses
not knowing everybody kissing ass to go to heaven ain't going. Put my soul on it. I'm fighting devil niggas daily. Plus the media be crucifying brothers to bed. Tell me I ain't God's son. Nigga, mama virgin. We got a dick that had to lead the birds. Back in the ghetto doing wild shit. Looking at the sun, don't pay. Criminal mind all the time. Wait for judgment day. They say Moses split the Red Sea. I split the blunt, roll the fat when I'm dead. Babylon, beware. Calling for the battle scheme. Retaliation, making legends off the shit we did. Still bullshitting niggas in Jerusalem, waiting for signs. God coming, Jesus taking the time. Living by the now, while the water flows. I'm contemplating the plot, wonder where the door to go. Brothers getting shot, coming back, resurrected. This that raw shit, nigga, check it. And I remember what my papa told me. Remember what my papa told me. Blasphemy.
Not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I'm still no blind. Them, I'm still in the flow.
The preacher want me bloody wise. I know he a liar. Have you ever seen a crackhead? That's eternal fire. Why you got these kids mind thinking that they evil? Why the preacher be a freaky? They honor God's people. Should we cry when the folks out? My request, we should cry if they cry when we bury Malcolm X. Mama, tell me, am I wrong? Is God just another cop waiting to be my ass if I don't go pop? Memories of a past time, giving up cash to the leaders, knowing damn well they ain't gonna feed us. In my brain, how can you explain commonly? It's hard enough to live now in these times of grief. They say Jesus is a kind man. But he understands times in this crime land. My third nation, do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. I leave this and hope God can see my heart is pure. It's heaven just another door. I leave this here. I leave this and hope God see my heart is pure. It's heaven just another door. And my people say,
not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I tell no flying.
And I remember when my papa told me.
You've been the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, them kill no pain. Not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I tell no flying. But all of my people in the flow. You've been the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, them kill no pain. Not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I tell no flying. But all of my people in the flow.
Nigga, I fit your throat. Naturally, this ain't no joke. I don't give a fuck about where you stay. Talking that shit like We from the Bay, my niggas from the East Side. Oh, don't play. You better not come to the 818.
Loudy on the track. You can Google that shit. Tissory and T. You can Google that shit. Tycho TD. You can Google that shit, bitch.
Much love and shout out to Chipstar ENT/Tycoon TV. That's right. Google that shit. Such a classic. Classic, folks, I must say. Yes. So tonight, the topic is the importance of marijuana. You know, a lot of research says that it helps in in health situations, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if my whole thing with it is, if marijuana is so helpful for the human body, I mean, of course it got its side effects, just like every other drug, over the counter, under the counter, it don't even matter, you know what I'm saying? Every drug, everything that's not a natural substance to your body, you're going to have side effects. You know what I'm saying? And the only side effects I know that marijuana causes is drowsiness, sleepiness, laziness, hunger, and, you know, slight memory loss. But the slight memory loss, I mean, it just be little stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you can't remember big stuff, like stuff that is definitely like a must to remember, it must be something more going on with that brain. You need to get that shit CAT scanned. You know what I'm saying? But That's about it. But for the most part, marijuana helps you, like, if you can't eat, you know, if you're stressed out or if your nerves are bad, you know what I'm saying? It helps out with that. It helps out with your heart, like for people who have bad hearts out there. You know, I mean, marijuana is good for the soul. God put this here for me and you. No. But that's definitely the case, folks. So if you want to call in, share your views, go ahead, 310-861-2317. Tonight in the spaceship, I'm going to have the man himself, Trey Love. He's going to be talking about his upcoming single, A Boy Needs a Girl, produced by Moi. Yes, indeed. Forever the Realest, Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions. Yes, we are getting it in over here on the West Coast, baby, and you better know it. You know your girl is all about that West Coast movement, and we're definitely moving, you dig? Last night, oh, I must say, folks, I had a blast at the Second Street Jazz Cafe. It was off the chain, you know what I'm saying? So before I even get into that night, I want to give massive shout out to Fatso. I mean, you did your thing. I mean, for this to be my first video shoot, you directed it well. You made me feel so comfortable. I mean, it was just off the chain. So major love and shout out to Fatso. You know what I'm saying? You definitely did the damn thing. I also want to give love and shout outs to Rick Hart, Bismos, PJ, Sky, and of course, Big A. You know what I'm saying? You guys are true blessings. And everybody else that's a part of the circle that's going down in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, indeed. I mean, I had a blast, y'all. You know, it was definitely my first video shoot. I was nervous, but I did the damn thing. So you guys are going to be able to check out that video coming soon. You can keep up with your girl on Facebook, Forever the Realest, F-A-E-V-E-R, space, the realest, no space, I-S-T, at the end. Go ahead and befriend a friend. Because, yeah, that's just the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? You can also keep up with events and shows and et cetera, you know, with that Twitter, that young Twitter, Forever 323, F-A-E-V-E-R 323. So go ahead and keep up with your girl. You know what I'm saying? And I had posted some stuff up, you know, because my company is about to start booming. I mean, I have, like, you know, producers that's under the label, of course, that's blessing us with hot tracks, like just stupid. So I definitely want to give shout out right now to CEO. You know what I'm saying? CEO is doing major things for your girl, and he's working it out all the way in Nebraska. No, not Nebraska. In fucking Nevada, yeah, in fucking Vegas, you know, just sending your girl all kind of shit, you know. So I'm laid back right now, you know. I did, you know, mess up, but it's all good. Nevada, you know, getting it in. Much love to my boy, CO. He's definitely blessing the label, making it possible and making it happen. I posted up on Facebook not too long ago that I am looking for a professional assistant. You don't have to have no, like, degrees or anything or, you know, shit like that. But, you know, if you're interested in becoming a part of Big Wig ENT / Hoodie Boy Productions, you know what I'm saying, hit your girl up. I'm also looking for stylists, more producers, more artists. You know, so if you think you got what it takes to be a part of this empire that's building and building, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and holla at your girl, because it's definitely going down, like I said. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it do. So right now, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go to a music break. And I'm going to play my favorite group right now, Underground. They're just stupid hot, and they'll always be a time when I'm going to play their music on my show because I am in love with these guys. You know what I'm saying? They're definitely talented young men. And so I'm going to bless you right now with After Hours, with their hit single, Sky's the Limit. And I want to dedicate this song to everybody out there that has a dream and doing what they need to do to make them dreams come true. You know, you go through all kind of trials and tribulations, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, some days you think you can't make it. You know, things happen to you where you like, damn, like I want to give up, but never give up. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be another day, and it always have a possibility to be better than the next. So go ahead, stay optimistic, stay positive, and no matter what you're going through, keep your dream alive. Do what you need to do to make it happen. So right now, I'm going to play After Hours, Sky's the Limit. Let's do it. Turn it up.
What I'm striving for,
get up,
little bigger than I did it before,
get up,
can't no motherfucker hold me down,
get up,
I'm the king, nigga, throw me the crown,
yeah,
I do a little shuffle right across the sky,
cross,
keep my star player suited up, me and I,
me
and I'm up and do shit, they don't need to try,
me
I'm
try.
A boy you done heard about,
yeah, yeah,
too much, too little, too late, what the world don't try to say,
yeah. Don't try to say,
but I know this life just a game, let the dice hit the red and play, what I'm striving for,
get up,
little bigger than I did it before,
get up,
niggas so many crimes. Yeah. I do a little shovel right across. Got wrong, keep my car player suited up. Me and I'm hoping to do shit. They don't need to try. I'm a boy, you done heard.
Just pot of gold.
Chris Brown did the damn thing, man. But the song that I played before, of course, was from the group After Hours. So go ahead and check them out. You know what I'm saying? Because they are off the chain. And, you know, I was blessed with an original copy of their album titled Two Black Guys and a Mexican and an Italian walk into a bar. Man, CD is hot. So go ahead, keep up with them boys on Facebook, YouTube, Reverb Nation, et cetera, et cetera. They need your support. They're definitely hot, you know, amongst many other upcoming artists that's, you know, around. You feel me? So, yes, folks, it's mayhem right now on Forever Hot Topics. The topic for tonight is the importance of marijuana. I'm going to have the one and only Trey Love in the spaceship. He's going to bless you guys with upcoming plans and things that he got cracking for the year 2012. So you don't want to miss out on that. Check it out, artists. Check it out, artists, battle artists, freestyle artists. Yes. I have this thing now to where I would like the listeners of the show to inbox me or post me any ideas that they have for the show Forever Hot Topics. And I have another idea that someone came up with, and it's called Freestyle Day, like a freestyle time when, like, at the end of the month, I just play instrumentals and just have artists rock that shiznit. You know what I'm saying? Either you could battle or you could freestyle, and I'm liking it. I'm liking it. So for this month of February, the last Monday of February, which will be February 27th, I'm going to have that special show. And, you know, so if you out there, you got talent, you want to be heard, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and hit your girl up and get down on the mother mic, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to have the instrumentals cracking. So, yeah, get it in, get it in. You know, if you have the talent, you bold enough, go ahead and do it. You feel me? So that's what I'm going to have in store for February. Also coming up February 13th, I'm going to have the ladies special part two. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to the show previously, not, you know, but, you know, some shows back. I had did a special for the female MCs. You know, I wonder why is there such a shortage, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to female MCs in the industry, you know what I'm saying, what's up with that? So I'm going to have a part two coming up February 13th. If you are a female artist and you're looking to be heard, get your opinions out, information about yourself, even music, go ahead and hit your girl up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That's forever the realest. And, you know, let me know what's up. I'm down to interview serious artists who is definitely passionate about their craft and what they're doing. Women only. And I'm also working on a new project. It's going to be a mixtape, and I want to get as much female MCs that I come across on that. You know what I'm saying? So if you're also interested in doing that, go ahead and hit your girl up, because that's definitely in the works. So, yeah, that's what it is. And like I said earlier in the show, major successful video shoot last night at the Second Street Jazz. We did an awesome video to the song The Players In, Rick Hard featuring me, Forever the Realest. You know, so that video would definitely be, you know, up and coming soon. So go ahead and keep up with your girl. So in the spaceship tonight, of course, is Trey Love. So if you guys have any questions, you want to talk to my boy, you know, go ahead and call in. Tell a friend. The number is 310-861-2317. So right now is my moment, to talk about the topic of the night. And the topic of the night, of course, is the importance of marijuana. Now, I shared a little bit about what how I feel. You know, it's good for the soul, it's good for the body. So my question is, why isn't it legalized federally and state? You know what I'm saying? Why is it such a problem if it helps you? I mean, like every other drug, you will have side effects, but and, you know what I'm saying? It's better than a cigarette. It's better than alcohol. You know, you got commercials that's coming on back to back about how cigarettes could kill you and a slow, painful death and type shit, and how it have all kind of chemicals that kills rats and et cetera, and fucking cigarettes. And then you got alcohol. I mean, alcohol is something else. I mean, that brings a whole nother personality out of you. You know, and for this stuff to be legalized and sold in stores and weed is not, I don't understand that. So, yes, folks, I said weed. Weed is another term for marijuana. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different slangs and terms of, I want to say the plant. I don't really want to say the drug, but yes. So it is, you know, the cannabis leaf. It is from the earth. It is a plant. And you could smoke it like any kind of way. You could roll it up in papers. You could roll it up in blunts. You could smoke it through a gas mask, a bong, a pipe. I mean, whatever fits your comfort zone when it comes down to doing a drug. You know what I'm saying? I think there's nothing wrong with it. That's my personal opinion. I think it's a friendly thing. I think it's a wonderful way to socialize. I noticed that a lot of people that smoke weed is very friendly and passive, you know. Not a lot of things bother them as it would if they were sober. I think that's a wonderful thing, you know what I'm saying? Because in the times that we're living in now, I mean, the devil is so busy and he's so tricky. You got to have some kind of peace of mind somewhere, you know what I'm saying? You smoke a cigarette, you got to worry about dying, having a stroke one day. You drink too much alcohol, you got to worry about your lungs failing and shit. Like, so marijuana, I mean, of course they say, you know, it causes malfunctions and stuff in your brain, but I don't know. That's just something I just don't agree with. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, weed to me is definitely a okay. So I want to shout out to all my weed and marijuana smokers, you know what I'm saying, because I feel like there's nothing wrong with it. And if you think it is and you sitting there smoking a cigarette, well, I mean, hey, shame on you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd rather put a blunt over a cigarette any day. So, of course, that was Forever's moment on the topic of the night, the importance of marijuana. If you beg to differ or if you feel the same and, you know, want to add on to what was just said, go ahead and call in 310-861-2317. So right now I'm going to go to a music break. I am in the mood to play some of that little wheezy, you know, so go ahead and turn it up. And if you got a blunt or a pipe or any of that other stuff, put it in the air, because ain't nothing like seeing them strange clouds, you dig? All right, so go ahead and check it out. Lil Wayne, Mirror, turn it up.
Everything happening today, you don't know whether you're coming or gone, but you think that you're on your way. Life lined up on a mirror, don't blow it.
Whoa.
Look at me when I'm talking to you. You looking at me, but I'm looking through you. I see the blood in your eyes. I see the love in disguise. I see the pain hidden in your pride. You're not satisfied, and I don't see nobody else. I see myself. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again. Through my rise and fall, you've been my only friend. You told me that they can understand the man.
I see the truth in your lies. I see nobody by your side. But I'm with you when you're all alone. And you correct me when I'm looking wrong. I see the guilt beneath the shame. I see your soul through your window pane. I see the scars that remain. I see Wayne, I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again. Through my rise and fall, you've been my only friend. You told me that they can understand the man I am.
They
so
can't
here, talking to each other again.
I can see my past. Damn, I look just like my fucking dad. Light it up, that's smoke and mirrors. I even look good in the broken mirror. I see my mama smile, that's a blessing. I see the change, I see the message. And no message could have been any clearer. So I'm starting with the man in the
mirror on the wall.
MJ taught me that.
Here we are again. Through my rise and fall, you've been my only friend.
Take them to Mars, man.
You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we talking to each other again?
BP, looks like I did take one of Mars this time.
So why are we talking to each other again?
Is he on the beat?
Oh, yeah.
low rider. Palm tree. West side. East side. For Jeff Dow. TC.
Yeah, let me show you how we ride. We turned up, chunking up the west side. Sicko crazy, 80s baby. Homie like, fuck you, pay me. Ugh. And we all about to spill up on my life for me. I cop back and kill your life. Hang on that and get stoned on. Ride with it, homie, boy, I get rolled on. Yeah. This west side, California. You niggas don't play no games, niggas will walk up on you. Life. What's that you claim? Niggas get stoned on when they say they don't bang. California, yeah, the home of the gang bang. Cadillac on D's with the wood grain. Sitting at the wrong ladder, get your car jacked. Chain snatch, then your bitch smack. Niggas out here, homie, don't give a fuck. East side, grunty wild, west side, turned up. And it's Jack in my cup. Cushion a blunt with my burner by my nuts light. I wish a nigga out here would try me. Need him in the dock, nigga, hooked up to IV. Yeah, cause we living in hell. I'd rather be carried by six than judged by 12. Yeah, let me show you how we ride. We turned up, chunking up the west side. Sick go crazy, 80s baby. Homie like, fuck you, pay me. And we all about to spill up on my life for me. I cop back and kill your life. Hang on that and get sold on. I'm all about the Skrilla, homie, what it do though? Bass in the trunk, kicking judo. I just smoked the blunt, but I'm about to smoke chemo. 80s babies turned up like you know. I'm something like the sun, cause I'm packing heat. And I'm strapped like kids in the back seat. Yeah, cause you know what we about. Rather get caught with it than cop, homie, without. Speaking on my name, get socked in the mouth. I'm 5150 like the homie D Trout. I heard you getting money fast, but we get it faster. I'm high as the sky, NASA. I got it for the low, Shasta. I got that ugly flow, disaster. I am killing this gang, so call me master. And nigga, we own like heaters in Alaska. Yeah, let me show you how we ride. We turned up, chunking up the west side. Sick go crazy, 80s baby. Homie like, fuck you, pay me. And we all about to spill up on my life for me. I cop back and kill your life.
My bitch asking why I'm crazy for four numbers, 1984. You can't see a nigga through the blood smoke, but my pinky ring loud like, what up, dog? Tattoo since a BG, been a G in the hood like TC. DPJ, OT, getting paid on that Wheatley. Go Franco, fresh pair of Cortez. Tattoos from my leg to my forehead. Two words, more bread. Five more words, fuck what that horse said. Death to all snitch niggas. Bitch nigga, I ain't stopping till I'm rich, nigga. Switch hitter, keep a grip with them. Hustle boys bought the bludge and them crips with them. Right,
yeah. Let me show you how we ride. We turned up, chunking up the west side. Sick go crazy, 80s baby. Homie like, fuck you, pay me. And we all about to spill up on my life for me. I cop back and kill your life. Hang on that and get stoned on. Ride with it, homeboy, I keep going home.
You know what? I'm definitely feeling this West Coast music. That was my boy, your boy, TC Bradshaw, aka the Living Legend, G Hood Music Group, Bang Bang Money Gang Team. Better check it out, baby. Check out his album, I'm On. You know what I'm saying? You can also keep up with products and clothes and CDs and updates and everything at www.ghoodfellas.com. Yes, indeed. So major shout out and love to my boy TC Bradshaw. If you want to check out his interview on Forever Hot Topics, you could check it out because it's definitely there. You dig? So tonight, on Forever Hot Topics, the topic is The Importance of Marijuana. Call in, share your views, 310-861-2317. Oh, goodness, I wish I had drums. I'm going to do them. Boom, 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 boom. Because right now is the mother what time, folks. And you better know it. I got my boy, your boy, Trey Love in the spaceship right now. What it do, Trey?
All right, what's happening, Forever? What's going on over there in the spaceship, girl?
Man, oh, man, just coasting and chilling, you know what I'm saying, hoovering, doing what I
like
do
that,
be best.
For sure.
So how you doing?
Oh, man, I am just amazingly blessed, man. God is good. Life is good. You know, continuing to move. I just want to give you a major shout, you know, for just what you're doing, man. You're having an amazing series of shows, man. T.C. Bradshaw, you know, Mac Lucci. I was over there kicking it with Rick Hart today. He was telling me about somebody else you're bringing to the show. I just want to give you mad props for everything you're doing, holding Handsome Life Radio down over there, man, for real.
Oh, man, no problem. You know what I'm saying? That's what it does. It's just dedication. You know, and that's I love it. And you know, it's back to back right now because I definitely got to just thank you for the opportunity, you know, and the outlet to put these upcoming artists and just upcoming people in different genres of the music business on board, you know, so they could be heard and, you know, do what they need to do. So I definitely love what I do. It's a love that I have for this show. And, you know, it definitely goes down in cyberspace. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, for sure. You know I'm feeling you.
Man, Trey Love, listeners. Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this? Mark this on your calendar. This is just too good to be mother wet Trout. You know what I'm saying? Man,
yeah.
I've been keeping up with you, though, boy. You got so much going on for yourself. I mean, it's amazing to me how you juggle it all. You're doing an excellent job at what you're doing, and it's just too much, but it's always a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, Forever, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I look at people like, you know, your grandfather, Mr. Marshall, you know, people that, you know, pioneered and actually went through a different era from what we're going through now. See, we're given so much now, and to me, I think we take that what we're given for granted. So just in respect to your grandfather, Blackula, Mr. William Marshall himself, you know, when people in his era, you know, had to really break it down and had to get the notoriety and had to break the racism doors down and, you know, just the struggle that, you know, our forefathers had to go through. So for me to be able to give, you know, back to you is like, it's like reaping what you sow. It's like giving a blessing. So when, and they always say, when God blesses you, you got to bless others. But like juggling everything that I juggle, God put something inside me as a child. You know, I knew I had something. And it's like a brother could sing, a brother could rap, a brother could dance, a brother could do comedy, a brother could act. And it's just so ironic that I've never really had a real job in my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just my God-given talent, and I just believe in myself and God first to just get out here and do it all. So you know yourself. I'm holding it down, man. I'm doing the best I can, you know?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are just doing a magnificent job, period.
Mm-hmm.
That is your job. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. You feel me?
Yep.
So, Trey Love, first of all, right now, I would like for you to tell the listeners who you are, a little bit of background about yourself.
All right, everybody out there in Handsome Life Radio. My name is Trey Love. I'm the Playboy Comedy. Where I get the name Trey from is I'm the third. I'm a third generation of this ism thing, you know what I'm saying? Born out in Chicago, so you know that's that Midwest connect. You know, raised in South Florida, so that's what makes me a country boy. I've traveled extensively, currently living in Hollywood, California. Been all over the country and all over the world, so know many different types of people, many different types of genres. Y'all see me on BET's Comic View. You've seen me on Comedy Central. You've seen me in commercials, films. You know, you may not have known it was me, but, you know, listen to this show. Go to TreyLove.com. Go to YouTube.com, TreyLove773, T-R-E-L-U-V, 773. And you'll be able to peep out some things and say, oh, that's that dude. You know what I'm saying? So just making a living giving. You know what I mean? I'm just here, man, to do my thing and express all my talent. You know, I've built a real long name, extensive name as an actor and a comedian, but thanks to this young lady who's on the phone with me. She's actually helping produce my first album. You know, it's going to be real hot. We dropping that July this year, you know, so I'm getting my music on. You know, actually just living every dream that God put in me. You know, I'm actually blessed to be able to live it. So that's what I'm dealing with right now.
Man, oh, man. And that's definitely what's up. And, you know, you wear many, many hats in the industry. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just curious to know, like, you know, what made you want to pursue this? What made you, what put the spark under your butt? Like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it well. Because you have been doing it well.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm going to tell you, it's so ironic. I try to explain to people, you know, because I got a buddy, you know, and he asked me certain questions about the business and about the industry and about, you know, what should I do, Trey? What should I do? And I tell him, you know, you have to let the camera tell you. You have to let audiences tell you. You know, I can sit, you know, I remember a good friend of mine, comedian Kyle Grooms, he told me a long time ago, you know, we were sitting down working on some stand-up together. He was on the Dave Chappelle Show, by the way. But we was working on some stuff together. And I was asking him, I said, man, is this going to do this? You know, seeking advice. And what he told me was, the stage is what's going to tell you, you know. So to people out there that are pursuing it, you know, you have to listen to your audience. You have to listen to your, you know how your feedback. And again, everybody isn't for everybody, you know. I was 3 years old, and my mother, you know, God bless and rest her soul, she used to pick at me because I was imitating George Jefferson and Spider-Man, you know, some of them telling my age now. But back in the day, I used to imitate them real good. You know, I was 3 years old. I'm like, Mom's Zay. And I, you know, was walking around. My mom said I just was the little amazing actor. And I remember in nursery school telling my mom, you know, she was, you know, parents always try to tell their kids what to do. Well, you should be a lawyer. You should be a doctor. Or you should be this. So my mom, of course, was pushing the whole doctor thing. You should be a doctor. And then I told her, I remember telling her in nursery school, Mom, I want to be on TV. Because to me, whatever the doctors and lawyers were doing, that was cool. But for me, I wanted to be on TV. And just, ironically, the way that my life has led me, I'm pretty much on TV, you know. So it's a blessing to be able to live the dream that you have as a kid. And it's been hard. I mean, I just want to, you know, tell my story, you know, because a lot of people don't understand just what it really takes, the dedication, you know, the sacrifice and, you know, sacrifice of, I mean, even sometimes, you know, your loved ones and people, relationships, friendships, you know, you have to, you know, because I'm even living in Los Angeles, California, you leave, you know, for me, you know, not being born and raised here, you leave everything you think you know to go and pursue your dream, you know, and it takes a lot of guts and a lot of strength, a lot of fortitude, a lot of belief in your craft. And see, the thing is, and people understand, like, I'm here, I have a very few friends, and this is no offense to nobody, but I'm on a mission. I didn't come to L.A. to make friends. I didn't come to L.A. to, you know, try to get popular and be known in the clubs and all that. The thing is, I've been there, done that. I'm in L.A. to make myself a household name, and that is my goal, and that's why I do what I do. You know, it's not even so much, and I'm going to just be real. I remember MC Hammer, you know, used to talk about he wasn't in it for the money. And, I mean, you know, people want to make fun of Hammer and, oh, he lost all his money. But even right now, no matter how much money the man got in his pocket, every time he do something, he's still dancing. So, see, dancing is in his soul and his spirit. So it's not about the financial recoup you get. I mean, we all want money. We all need money. And for your talents and time, you deserve money. But at the same time, the love I have for the craft of entertainment is what keeps me going, man, keeps me busy, keeps me excited, keeps me thirsty, keeps me hungry.
Yes, indeed. And you mentioned about the financial aspect of the entertainment business, about, you know, getting paid and everything. You know, it's one thing I must say, and that's to all the listeners who's thinking about pursuing anything in the entertainment business, it has to be from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go into this business expecting money. Like, if you think, it's just like in every job, not even just the entertainment business, even being a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, it has to start with the heart. It's something that you love to do, because you always have to put your volunteer time, which is your free time, into anything, any profession that's out there. You know, it's just that in the entertainment business, it's much more of a competition to get into, especially to be ranked where you want to be and get paid. So it got to start from love. And the more you build and the more experience you have and the more networking you do and the more your name is out there, it just grows and grows. And that's when the money grows also.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, hey, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. And I remember me, myself, I was thinking, like, you know, it'd be times when I'd be like, damn, I wonder when I'm going to start getting paid. And the only reason I have that is only because we do have to survive in this world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I am working a 9-to-5, and I don't want to. I just want to put my all into the entertainment. You feel me?
Right.
That's the only part of where my anxiousness and hunger comes from, because I want to do something that I love. Like, you only have one life to live.
That's all you got.
So why not do what you love to do? You feel me?
Yes, I do. 100%.
So I know in the beginning you spoke a little bit about where you come from, but I just want you to enlighten the guests and the listeners, I mean, you know, the listeners right now, about your hometown, you know what I'm saying, where you from, and, you know, just the whole shebang with that.
Well, see, you know, I tell people it's the truth. You know, I was born in Chicago. My mom had me in Chicago. When my father, you know what I'm saying, he was in the military. He was stationed at Homestead Air Force Base. So I went to Miami when I was very, very young. I did all of my schooling, my preschool, my churching, my friends, my loved ones, my family, you know, the people that became my family, because, again, I was a transplant. And that does have a lot to do with the person I have become, and even now able to kind of – I kind of consider myself a loner, because I am able to be by myself, you know, being raised in Miami. See, my family, my major family, you know, the people that are closest to aunties, uncles, cousins, you know, nieces, nephews, all those type of people are in Chicago. So being raised in Miami, it was, you're being raised in a fish out of water. I'm not from there. And, you know, I learned very young that, you know, about what families do and how cliquish, you know, kind of people are. And like I said, that kind of made me a loner myself, because, you know, I'm just giving y'all an example, playing in the sandbox, you know, in Miami. You got these two over here, they cousins, they brothers, they brother and sister. That's this person, you know, niece, nephew, whatever. So when you get into it with somebody, you automatically, no matter what you did, if it was right or wrong, wasn't no right or wrong, because you were up against a clan, you know. So I've had to, you know, struggle and fight on my own pretty much my whole life, you know. And Miami is one of them towns like L.A. I mean, straight up, and I'm pretty much speaking for just, I'm not even going to say all black men, because, you know, we all have our own differences, but 80% of, you know, black men being raised in a city like, say, a New York, a Chicago, a L.A., a Dallas, Texas, you know what I'm saying? We pretty much going to have to, you know how to throw our hands, defend ourselves, knuckle up, because, you know, Miami drug capital of the world, y'all. So I'm going to just say straight up, RIP to a lot of my friends, you know, cats like DJ Uncle Al, you know what I'm saying, my boy Gauthier, you know, a couple folks I knew, you know, growing up that aren't with us anymore. You know, Miami was a yayo town. You know, I got shot in the back myself, you know, and this was before I even did any of my TV work. Hey, before God blessed me with any TV thing, any BET, any of my commercials and films, and before any of that, I got shot in the back, and it was 19 shells at the scene when I got shot. So, again, a lot of people wonder why, you know, like, people kind of call me a swear sometime now. And
right.
I don't even take offense to that. And what I'm going to say to the ones that do, per se, think I'm a square, you never know a person. Like, people look at Trey, oh, Trey ain't going to get no trouble. You're right, Trey ain't going to get no trouble. Because, again, I got shot once. I'm not going to get shot twice. You see my point?
Right.
That's my way of thinking. You know, God blessed me.
Right.
And after I got shot is when I did, I got shot in 01. Then next thing you know, 02, here come Comic View, here come 10 films, commercials. And it was just God transferring and changing my life. I wasn't always the as like they say,
right,
squared, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm a young black man, you know, I've come through the ranks, so I had to do what I had to do. I had to put in my work, you know what I'm saying? I had to make things happen, you know what I mean? I had to do what I had to do, and that's just part of, you know what I'm saying, you know, growing up in this country, and especially, like I said, in major cities, you know, you just gonna have to do what you gotta do. So for me to be, you know, in the position I'm in now, and to be, you know, hosting shows and to have been on television and films. You know, I come from a long way. So it's not anything to even brag about. I mean, I see everything that God blessed to get that I have now as blessings, man.
Major blessings. I mean, you know what they say, man. That bullet could have hit a major artery. You know, it could have did something to where you're no longer living. So you know that God dispatched his angels around you. You got a major, major journey ahead of you, something that that must be done. Something that must be done. And I did a little giggle when you said commercials, because I remember when I was just chilling one day looking at TV, man, and I seen your ass in this commercial. I was like, is that Trey? It's just really interesting to see the people that you work with actually just doing a damn thing. It just tells you that you're in a good place.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just tells you that you're in a very, very good place. So a question that's burning inside of me right now is the transformation from acting, comedy, hosting, to the gutter rap industry. What made that happen? What made that transition for you happen? What sparked that light in your head? Like, you know what? I'm a rap. And I'm a dude. And I'm gonna do it for real, for real.
That's what you did, boy. and only you know right now, the world ain't even seen what the boy doing yet.
But I see and I know. But yeah, the world got something in store.
I'm gonna say this. I'm going to say this. Where that came from is, again, you know, like I said, when I told my mom at three I wanted to be on TV, well, I was actually offered a record contract by Never Stop Productions. I want everybody to Google that. Look that up. The guy's name was Eric Griffin. I was 14 years old, man. The guy was going to sign me to a recording contract. I had a song called I Can't Be Stopped. I was on stage working with people like Missy Miss. Let me think, this is old school, like back in Miami, Luke and all them, you know what I'm saying? Mixmaster Clay D. And for those who know, see, like, I feel like I'm going down in hip-hop history because, you know, Miami didn't really get a lot of play. It wasn't really about, you know, the New York cats. But, yo, we was down there doing that heavy bass music, you know. That's why I'm a little bit nasty now, you know, because, hey, I was raised in South Florida by that Luke music. So all I know is booty shake. I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? But what really made me come back in my I'd say after kind of, well, you know what happened? I'm glad you asked that question. That's a really good question because I really want to share this story with the people about the way my life has had its transitions. I started out acting was my thing. I was going to be an actor. Then I was rapping in the back of the school, you know, talking to the little girls, doing my little LL. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. The girls are like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, right, I got to do this. So, you know, and then what built confidence was I would get on stage and rap. And, you know, the beats and stuff, and people was, like, really into it. So I knew I had something. The reason why I was not able to sign a contract, family, and I just beat my mother up for this. She wouldn't sign a contract. It was right there. She was excited about it at first, but then I don't know what hit her. She was just like, I don't want my baby out there on the road. And people know, you know, a lot of child stars get into drugs and all that kind of stuff. So to a degree, I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to be grateful, but in a whole nother way, like, mom, you know. I could have been the next Fresh Prince, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a little Bow Wow or something like that. That could have been me, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, that happened. So that hurt me, you know what I'm saying, when I was young. So that was my rap. That was, for that moment, I'm going to tell you, it hurt me so bad when my mom didn't sign that contract till I literally just stopped rapping. I couldn't do it no more. I was devastated. So I ended up attending New World School of the Performing Arts when I was a little older. And that was a school like Fame. So I took, like, dance. I took voice, you know, develop my singing voice, and then I did a lot of theater, a lot of musical theater. So, you know, kind of like, you know, me and Tupac have a lot of similarities. If you all watch his resurrection story, when he went to a school of a performing arts, I actually attended a performing arts school. So I share, you know, that with, like, the Jada Pinkett's of the world and stuff like that, because it really, when, like I said, when it's in you, and it's even in you from your child. You can see it, and you can feel it, and you can know it. Like, this person has that it factor, or that's something special. So long story short, when I finished school and I got out, and I went to the military. In the military, I mean, and I always was a class clown, but I wasn't thinking comedy. I just knew I could make people laugh, but I wasn't thinking comedy. Big major Eddie Murphy fan, by the way. I just thought Eddie was God. And the thing that I noticed, like, what really kind of stopped me was, like, you would watch the Apollo, and people would get booed at the Apollo, and every comedian and actor and any person that performs knows to get booed is like, oh, my God. I mean, it could, you know, people, it just takes your heart out of you, you know, to just get booed. Like, oh, my God, not only they don't like me, they boo me. So it was like, and comedians, every comedian that went on the Apollo got booed. And so it was just one of those things, like, I don't know about comedy. And to tell you the truth, to be a comedian, you literally have to be mentally freaking ill. You have to have certain things about yourself just in your mind that you can't make sense, and you can't have a soft bone or a weakness in your body. To be a comedian, I'm telling you, 15 years of doing stand-up, you got to be just willing and walk through a wall and know you're going to get through that sucker no matter what. Can't nothing stop you. That's what I've learned doing stand-up. So, again, when I got on stage the first time, when I was in New York, because I got out of the Army, I moved to New York. But in the Army, I kind of found like I might do comedy because I got on stage a couple of times, you know, hosting a couple of events in the military, and I realized, like, man, I can make people laugh. Moved to New York, attended the American Comedy Institute. Once I went to the American Comedy Institute, I performed at Caroline's Comedy Club April 12, 1997. That was my first time. That's when I lost my comedy virginity. And when I literally made the people laugh so hard, I'll never forget this one lady. She fell off her chair. She laughed herself out of her seat my first time on stage. And that's when the comedy bug hit me. I didn't think about acting. I didn't think about music. At that point, I was a comedian, baby. I was grabbing my nuts, and I was going to do comedy, baby. And then, boom, I ended up doing Comic View, which not only gave me a facial presence in the to the nation, and even someone that's going to be at my show, the Comedy Store, on February 27th, y'all, a fan of mine from BET's Comic View, Dr. Dre's son, is going to be in the building, man. He's got his own thing going. Gonna be my boy, man. It's gonna be crazy out there, man. But again, that raised my money factor as far as comedy. Then, you know how life is, you know, especially people like me that are creative. You never get bored with something you love as much as comedy. But it's like I've kind of conquered that. I've headlined in all the clubs around the nation. I've headlined colleges. I've hosted major events. I've opened for Frankie Beverly and Maze. You know, these are the types of things and stand up has actually got me into all these films. People would see me doing my stand ups and be like, "Yo, I gotta put you in something." So stand-up took me far. But then on the inside, here's the thing. This is the type of person I am. Every time I hear a good song on the radio, I'm singing it. I'm rapping. I know the words. I'm knowing. I'm going to the melody. And it just gets to you like, damn, you know, that inner child, like, man, I need it. And I used to tell my partner, you know what I'm saying, my boy, that, you know, I grew up with Heavy. You know what I'm saying? He actually produces some stuff out in Atlanta. I told Heavy, I said, man, I say, if it's one thing I got to do before it's all over, I got to do an album. I say, if it don't sell but one copy, I know that God gave me this talent, and I can't be comfortable until I at least try. I look at cats like Jamie Foxx. I look at cats like Drake. I look at people like Cat Williams. I look at people like Mike Epps. These guys are all actor comedians, and even Eddie Murphy. When the musician is inside you, it's inside you. You have to get on the track. You have to do it. You just have to. There's no stopping you from doing it. So, and I just thank God from just the heaven above for blessing and putting you in my life, because I mean, I've got the most awesome producer getting me the hottest beats, and I mean, I just got to get credit where it's due, you know. Getting out of the game for a little while, it's like, you know, riding the bike, you get back on, you know, it takes a little time, and you know, it's like you're coming in with the new school, and then but to have and see a lot of men, you know, they aren't willing to admit when a woman actually helped you, a woman showed you some, or say a woman beat you at bowling. I mean, straight up. Before I even wrote, a lot of people don't know this, a little history. Forever the Realist is the one who gave me the game on how to really rewrite my rhymes. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, Trey, you got to have a story. You got to be saying something. It's got to have a tone. And if you listen to my song, I'm a Rocker, it literally takes you in three different places, but you go from paragraph to paragraph to paragraph, and it's a story in the song, not just a song. It's about, okay, I meet the girl, I get with her, you know what I'm saying? We at the club, and the next thing you know, I got her at the hotel. The song is straight up a story, and that's what you taught me. So with that, you know what I'm saying, plus just, you know what I'm saying, my intelligent mind, you know, and just the way I'm able to put that lyrical content together, baby, here it is, you know? So I got to get it to the people, baby. Trey Love, baby, I'm coming, baby. It's going to be amazing. Church.
And you better know it, folks, and you better know it. And yes, indeed, Trey. I mean, you're somebody who could listen to something, take it, and just roll with it. So you know what I want to do right now at this moment?
What's up?
To play I'm a Rock Her. You know what I'm saying? I got to play I'm a Rock Her. You feel me?
Let's do it.
So let's do it for the people. You know what's up. This is your boy, Trey Love, with the hit single, I'ma Rock Her. Check it out.
Check it.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in bottles from Trey Love, girl, you're saying, you know what's up. same through the fame. Going for mine, you do the same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all love enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Big Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., and for yeah, Chi-Town, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Rap a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
We in the club,
I'm a rocker,
Dre.
You know you
sing
on this beat, right?
She like my style. Order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think. To the telly, rub my belly. Put your number in my celly. Grab a hand, say let's go. Cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't hold. Make your body shake and quiver. Good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She's my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a Mac so I can bury it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey loves you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission. Like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rock.
It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul, bust hard like a revolver. Invent the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
It's LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gon' rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gon' rock.
Kill Roy. Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gon' rock her. Yeah. We gon' take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock.
Ooh, wee.
And that's what it do.
I'm a rock star. And you better know it, baby.
Yes, Lord.
That's right, Trey. Do your thing. Do your thing.
I ain't going to stop. I ain't going to stop. I can't.
I heard that. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
I'm noticing that mm-hmm. you are representing Serious Pimp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what
I
I'm
mean, you
saying?
Know.
So why don't you, you know, share with the listeners a little bit about that. What's up with the whole Serious Pimp?
Well, see, you know, again, and I'm going to just say this to the people, and I really love kids because I remember being a kid. I look at my life now, and I try to be an inspiration. And I want to say an inspiration. You know, I had just when I talked about Eddie Murphy, I had the opportunity to meet my idol, you know, and to the kids that are out there that have dreams and are trying to do something, you know. I mean, again, we're talking about Snoop Dogg. This is Snoop Dogg's line, man. Snoop Dogg's affiliation.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And see, this is where I'm coming from. A brother coming from Miami, Florida, man. You know, shout out to Overtown, Cal City. You know what I'm saying? West Palm Beach, Florida. You know Dade County, Broward County. You coming from Miami, man. We don't really get to see and be around stars like that. Man, I'm actually shaking hands with, like when I say Serious Pimp, you know, having videos with the Archbishop Don Magic Juan. I mean, it's a long way from Carroll City. You know, and when you rolling with cats, I mean, we was at the Players Ball together forever. You saw how we did it. You know, and when you rolling and you got that swag and, you know, you can get with those, you know, affiliate yourself with those types of people, you know, here it is now. I'm sitting down at the table even with Serious Pimp today.
Man, Trey, look, we need some scripts, man. We ready to do it, man. We got the editor. I mean, they got the sponsorship. They got everything, man. So, you know, we just want to get behind the scenes, man, and shoot some of these films and, you know, do this music and just do it, man. Just do it. Just get out here on these streets and grind, man. So I'm just grateful to be, you know what I'm saying, part of such a positive, moving team. You know what I'm saying? Some cats that's already established. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Serious Pimp, man. All them boys over there. PJ,
hey,
man. Rick
man.
Hart. You know what I'm saying? My main
yes,
man, Chad.
Indeed.
Big A, man. You know,
yes,
I don't know. And what's my girl? What's my girl? The one did the track with you, sweetheart?
Sky Stevie.
Who was her name again?
Sky Star.
Yeah, Sky. Big shout out. Sorry, I had to think of her name real quick. Shout out Sexy Sky, too, man. I'm saying, man. Like, Serious Film, people don't even understand, man. You know, it's power moves, man, we making. And again, the day and age we living in, man, it's independent. We ain't waiting on no record label, man. The record label's going to come to us, you know?
Yes, yes, big time.
We coming hard, man.
Yeah,
hard.
You know, so speaking of record labels, you are down with, of course, my record label,
Big Wig EMT/Hoodie Boy Productions.
You know, I just want to clarify to the listeners right here and right now tonight, folks, it is not Big Wig Entertainment, it's Big Wig. Big Wig is
big
one
wig.
Word. Big Wig means boss. Boss. So just think about it like Boss ENT. They'd be like, oh, so you the big wig, huh? You think you the big wig. That's what
sure.
Big Wig means. So it's Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions, people. So I just had to clear that up real quick because I get a lot of, you know, is it Big Wig? Or, I mean, why is the wig big? And I'm no, people,
oh,
it's
Lord.
Big Wig Entertainment. Whip out your thesaurus, your dictionary, learn something. You know what I'm saying? Big Wig
sure.
is one word, and it means boss. You feel
I'm
me?
Loving that. I'm loving that.
So your experience being a part of Big Wig Entertainment, you know, you're now working on your album Full of Myself, which I love the title. I don't
right.
know if it will change later, but I hope it won't because Full of Myself
nah.
is a wonderful title for your album.
It surely is. And for anybody that know me, they'll be like, oh yeah, this nigga going full of himself. Yep. Full of myself, baby.
So how's your experience been, you know, in the booth and, you know, you got a home now where you got beats and, you know, you got the whole mm-hmm. shebang cracking for yourself. You know, how's that been for you?
Actually, it really, I'm going to just tell you, the blessing, you know what it is? It's something, because I've worked with other producers. I mean, it's funny you got me stumbling on my words because I can't even really, you know, when God bless you so much sometimes, you know, you just get the stumbling. And it's one thing about me, too. I'm never really at a loss for words, but when you hit me with it, it's like you, because the thing is, I work so hard at trying
mm-hmm.
to succeed. And I'm going to just be honest. You deal with so many different personalities. I'm going to just keep it and call it what it is. So many haters, man. And the thing is, I'm
yes,
not even going to...
a lot
I'm
of
not
haters.
Even, I know. And the thing is, I'm not even going to mention none of these Nimrod's names. And the reason why you
don't
really
need to. Don't
say,
even know the...
I was just going to say, that's the reason why I don't say haters' names.
You're going to make
because,
a spaceship crash in
right.
a second. Don't
exactly.
get nobody know
no,
how
no,
publicity.
People
any publicity
when I give it their name,
publicity.
Exactly. That's why I won't
so
even mention
no,
their
no,
names.
No, boo.
But this is shout-out. This is shout-out to the haters, though, and I'm going to keep it real because I know
definitely,
y'all be on Facebook.
So we need the haters.
If you a hater, if you a hater and you know you a hater, why are you posting your stuff on my page? Don't do that, hater.
No.
You feel me, hater? I'm just saying that to the haters. You know, because the haters, and I'm saying, you see, I say hater, like, it's not
Preach.
Plural, it's singular. Because I got one hater, like, flat out, like, okay, dude, we supposed to work together some stuff and came at me kind of like this and that. But see, I don't mess with nobody. I don't post. See, really, if I like you, people I love, I mess with y'all page. But if I'm not dealing with somebody and I don't know them personally, why would I tag them to their page? So, again, hater. And you know exactly who you are. Don't post on my page, homeboy, because all I'm going to do is delete you. You feel me? I'm going to delete your product and everything because, you know, your mind, you know, a lot of these folks, again, they try to hold you back. They try to push you down. But the experience that I'm having with Big Wig Entertainment, what makes it such a wonderful experience is I got beats I can play with. I got writers helping me out on deck, getting stuff together, coming up with concepts, you know, actually to fulfill your dream. I'm going to tell you to – it's a song out. My man say I put my penis in this world till it came. That's how I feel right now. It's like you gotta life is and people life is short. No, life is long. Life is a lesson. Life is a journey, and you take your time and you go through your ups and you go through your downs, and then one day it's like you find the piece to the puzzle, and that's musically to my musical part of my life. that's what working with Big Wig Entertainment has done for me. It's really fit the piece to the puzzle because I can do my comedy. And I'm going to tell you, this is an experience I want to share. Again, like when I say the children, I recently, I'm not, again, I don't say no names, but I had to fire my agent and hire a new agent. And I say that to say this. It was a funny experience on the inside, you know, to have to fire someone. But the thing is, if a person's not doing what they're supposed to do, it's two things we have to know what are, and that's being an employee and being an employer. And when God puts you in a position where you're having to pay, you become the employer. You understand what I'm saying? So that person that you're paying is the employee. So, again, like, you know, you hear, like, your agent worked for you. Yeah, your agent worked for you. They get 10% of your money. So what it is, if they're getting 10% of your money, family, they only doing 10% of the work. Yeah, 90% is on you. But when I call you and I need some help and I need you to have lunch with me, you know what I'm saying, to let's communicate. And these relationships take years to build. And you're not working with me correctly. I really got to, and it's not even a evil thing, but, you know, some relationships come and relationships go. And in business, you know, you have to learn to be able to part ways and part them cleanly. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I know it's people out there, again, like the haters that just don't like me because, but I swear to God, I'm a man of God, and I put him first and foremost in my life. And the mistakes that I made, hey, I take responsibility for them. But at the same time, you got to move up, you got to move on. And that's why I'm over here with Big Wig Entertainment. And this is a marriage and a relationship that's going to last because y'all going to see when that full of myself hit, man. Y'all finna clamor, baby, because it's gonna be PR behind this, baby. Trust. Trey Love ain't got time to play no games.
Hello, and you better know it. So, you know, February 14th is a very big day, not only because it's the day of love, but it is the day of Trey Love. You feel me? Yes, a boy needs a girl. Your first hit single from Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions, A Boy Needs a Girl, will be out and about, people.
Be on the market. Be able to get you some.
Man, so what do you want to tell folks a little bit something about A Boy Needs a Girl?
Well, I'm going to just tell the family like this. People know, with a name like Trey Love, I mean, come on, I fit the name. You know, that is me. And I believe in romance. I believe in flowers. I believe in candy. I believe in grapes on the bed. You know, I believe in warm baths. I believe in conversation. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, I believe in rubbing your feet. You feel me? I believe in all that. You know, so when I say a boy needs a girl, my thing is, and I'm going to just keep it 100 with the fellas, you know, like I notice a lot of dudes, and I ain't taking nothing. You know, we cool. You know, it's cool to hang with your boys and stuff, you know. It's cool for that time, you understand? But it comes a time when I don't care how much of a gangster you are, I don't care how many guns you got, how many muscles you got, how tough you think you is, how many blunts you smoke, you know what I'm saying? Or honestly, I'm going to keep it real, how many garden tools you done handle, how many girls you done sex. But it comes a time for every man that's a real man, you need some affection, you need some love, and it's only a girl that could get that to you. You heard me? And that's real. So that's the concept behind A Boy Needs a Girl.
But see, what I like about your concept, you know, and more so because, you know, a lot of men out here got, like, more than one girl, you know, keeping secrets and hiding stuff,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I love the fact that you came out with A Boy Needs a Girl instead of boys, you know, A Boy Needs Girls. You know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like that's the most popular thing that's popping these days. You know, everybody wants to be a player. And everybody want to have more than one girl and play these games. You know what I'm saying? So I love that you're putting out a positive message, you know, for the ladies.
Absolutely.
We need that. And not
only
for the ladies, but for the men to know that a boy needs a girl, just one.
That's real talk. That's real talk.
You feel me? So, I mean, I'm definitely feeling that big time. You know what I'm saying? Big time.
For sure.
So the topic question of the night, you know, I have to ask.
Of course.
You in the hot seat.
Talk to me.
The topic of the night, of course, is the importance of marijuana. What is your views?
The way I feel about it, and I've been feeling like this all my life, I've seen people get drunk, kill themselves in car accidents. That crack got people knocking folks in the head, stealing from folks and stuff. That heroin giving folks AIDS and all this kind of stuff. That ecstasy, these drugs got folks flipping out and all this kind of stuff. I'm going to say it like this here, and I'm going to keep it 100. Man, everybody knows that marijuana should be legal, should have already been legal, and should soon be legalized. That is my opinion on that, because not even saying what I do in my personal life, but I know people that engage in the use of marijuana, and it, I mean, straight up, some people can't sleep without it, some people need it to eat, it cures headaches, and then let's just be 110, why is it on the market used for medicinal purposes? To me,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying, able to be used for medicinal purposes. And again, another thing too, who do we know, let's just keep it real, who do we know that overdosed on marijuana? The people don't overdose on marijuana, they can overdose on coke, you can overdose on all the drugs, and there is anything you can do in excess. But marijuana, just like, say, cough medicine or whatever, should be on the market as a sedative, something to help you get better, because I do believe, in my personal opinion, that there are healing, there's healing in marijuana. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, I mean, I can agree there big time. And I think that's what the Indians used to heal each other.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And the thing is, it didn't just get, that's another thing, it didn't just get here. See, all these new drugs, they these designer drugs. That's what I like to call them, these new designer drugs. But marijuana, man, please, marijuana, the peace pipe. That's all it was, look, you know.
The peace pipe.
The peace pipe, baby. You know, get down. And, I mean, if you look at Bob Marley, I mean, look at the folks that, you know, didn't get it. And you know, if you know people, you know, we all know people that, you know, engage in certain type of drugs, and especially alcoholics. Look how run down most alcoholics look. You know, people that smoke cigarettes,
right.
Look how run down they look. But people that, you know, like I said, that I know, actors, other actors, you know, in L.A., you know, you can't get a medicinal card and get marijuana here. People that smoke marijuana still healthy, you know, take a bath, take a shower, go to work. You know, they're not losing weight and looking bad and knocking nobody upside the head because they need some weed that bad. You know, it's just, it is what it is.
Man, definitely. And thank you so much for sharing your views, because it's such a broad topic, and I'm sure everybody have their different opinions on the subject. But, I mean, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I agree. I agree with everything that you're saying. Big time.
I appreciate that. Real talk.
Big time, you know. So right now, yes, listeners, keep up with your boy Trey Love on treylove.com. That's treluv.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And also, he got an article in Splash Magazine. The Splash Magazine, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, so Splash Magazine, you can also, you know, check out your boy, you know what I'm saying, see what he got going on there. And he also going to get it cracking in Hollywood February 27th, 2012 at the Comedy Store, 8433 West Sunset Boulevard. If you want to see your boy Trey Love do his thing, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and support your boy, because he's going to be there and he's going to be live. That's the Comedy Store, 8433 West Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California. Don't get too Hollywood on me, man.
That ain't gonna happen. I can't do that, man. I still got to keep it 100, baby.
Yes, indeed. And you know, before we part, I would like you to tell the listeners all your outlets. Like, how can I get in contact with you? Is there any other websites or any other you know, form of networking, anywhere that they could get in contact with you? The floor is yours.
All right, everybody, peep this. This is the way to get in contact with me. Child support, student loans, creditors, baby mamas that claim I got, you know, the baby's mine and stuff. Y'all reach me on treylove.com. You can email me at treylove@treylove.com, and I will answer your emails when I get time. So please don't call nobody else, because they ain't going to be able to help you. Continue to listen to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. And I'm going to just say this. God is in the blessing business. I had a major audition this Saturday, and I'm keeping my mouth shut about it, because it's one of those things. I got a really good chance of landing this role, and if I do, I'll make sure that the public knows. And just keep following my career. Follow my Twitter, y'all, twitter.com/treylovism. Facebook, Artistically Trey Love, or Comedian Trey Love, really Comedian Trey Love, because I'm full on Artistically. And just know this, family, you know, I'm a good person and I'm human just like everybody else. I got my longs and my shorts, but just make sure you keep me in your prayers, because you know you'll be in mine, and that's church.
Amen. Huh. Definitely, folks. I hope you had your pens and your pads out because that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, Trey Love, I just want to thank you for being a guest on Forever Hot Topics. It was a pleasure having you in a spaceship causing mayhem in cyberspace.
I had a blast in here, man. I can't wait to do it again.
So, right now, I am so excited for the blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife world premiere of the hit single under Big Wig Entertainment /Hoodie Boy Productions of Boy Needs a Girl. It will be available to the public February 14th, 2012. This is the hot song to play when you want to get your girl some flowers. Play it over dinner. Play it over sex. Because this
That's
is the
right.
hottest single ever. You dig?
Church, you better get to them. Yo, for real, man. For real.
Yes,
ooh,
and, oh,
I got
yes,
chills Trey. Right now.
Okay. Ah, you're so crazy. Trey, before we even go there, you know what I'm saying? I definitely, definitely have to shine a light on the fact that God has blessed you with yet another human being to walk this earth. I just want to send a congratulations out to you and your family on your new creation, your child that is coming to the world soon. Baby shower is coming up. I will be there. So congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to having this little bundle of joy, man. That's the kind of man I am, man. I'm looking forward to holding my baby and just teaching my baby everything. You know what I'm saying? I can't keep all this gang to myself. You know, I got to put it in somebody. You feel me, Chess? I got to put the game in somebody. So, you know, make these babies and keep it pushing, man.
That's what it do. So, yes, folks. Right now is the time. So go ahead and turn it up. This is the premiere of the single, A Boy Needs a Girl. So turn it up. Topics tonight.
Oh, man, it was a pleasure, and I had such a blast, man. Yo, the spaceship is where it's at, man. You know, y'all better tune in, tell a friend, Forever Zen. Yo, every Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. You understand what I'm saying, Touch?
All right, man, and you know what? Keep it going. Do your thing because you're doing it swell. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, I'm just looking forward to seeing it all. You dig?
Nah, man, it's going to unfold. Trust me, I'm unfolding it each and every day. I'm letting these layers off. And, oh, yeah, to the family, that was me at the beginning singing, just so y'all know. You told y'all wasn't playing. They need to know.
Yes,
like,
and shout
that?
Out
no,
also to Breanna Jean.
To Brittany. Yeah, Breanna
yeah,
Jean.
Yeah, because she did that.
Yeah, oh, she did. She did that. Breanna Jean, big time, doing your thing, girl.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So you stay blessed, stay positive, optimistic, and, hey, holla at your girl.
I will, man. Much love to y'all at Handsome Life Radio, and you keep up the great, excellent work you're doing, sister.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, y'all.
Yes, indeed. Definitely mayhem on this Monday on Forever Hot Topics. The topic was the importance of marijuana. Also, folks, had the man himself, Trey Love, in the spaceship, you know what I'm saying, doing what he does best. You feel me? So, keep up with my boy, www.treluv.com. That's www.treluv.com. He is doing his thing and doing it well. Also, check out my boy live, February 27th at the Comedy Store, 8433 West Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California. Also, February 14th, man, watch out now. Check out that hot single, A Boy Needs a Girl, Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions. Yes, we are getting it in, and you better know it. So for the Best of the West artist search, you know, the Best of the West underground artist search, hosted by Dismos and Rick Hart, the remaining shows are February 10th and February 24th. The location will be 366 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles, at the 2nd Street Jazz Cafe. So any artist out there that's doing a thing, booming, doing it right, music ready, image ready, swagger, everything is just ready. You know what I'm saying? Come on down to the 2nd Street Jazz Cafe. The remaining show dates are February 10th and February 24th. That's right, Serious Pimpin'. That's right, getting it in. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and tell a friend. So I'm going to wind down the night because, you know, the show is almost, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, about to be 8 o'clock. I'm about to get my night started. You know what I'm saying? Had a very long weekend, very long day. But everything is going to be okay. That's just how I see the shit. You feel me? So I'm going to move on right now, and I'm going to play my song right now. Woo! I have been bumping this, you know, because, you know, I do my work or whatever, and I be sitting there at my desk, you know, doing my thing. And I'm loving CeeLo Green's new song that he got out, I'm a Fool. You know, a lot of people that's in relationships and shit always be the fool sometimes, especially when they're the ones that's really in love, and nobody understands that, but it's not for everyone to understand, you feel me? So, hey, that's what I really like about this song. It's definitely on some different swagger type stuff, and that's what I'm interested in these days. You know, I'm tired of the same, you know, Dougie and Hyphy and whatever. I mean, you know, that whole boink, boink, boink stuff. You know what I'm saying? With no disrespect to nobody. But at the same time, it's good to just have variety and, you know, do what you do and do it well. You feel me? So I'm going to definitely play my song right now. And if it's your song too, go ahead and turn it up. And that's how I'm going to end the night for tonight. So before I play my song, I definitely want to let the listeners know to keep up with your girl, Forever the Realist.
on Twitter, Faever323, F-A-E-V-E-R, 323, for upcoming whatever. You feel me? Also, befriend a friend. You go on Facebook, Faever the Realest, F-A-E-V-E-R, space, the realest, no space, I-S-T, at the end. You know what I'm saying? If you got anything you want to put to the table, go ahead and do that, because I'm definitely down to support you, especially if you are a serious, you know, a serious person and you really admire your craft and what you do. I'm definitely on your team, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to get your music out there, any interviews and any outlets, go ahead, holler at your girl. You want to be a part of Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions, go ahead, put it on out there. It's on shows, everything, just the whole shebang, you feel me? So that's just what it is. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight, because I had a blast, you know what I'm saying? And that's every Monday, and that's why I continue to do what I do, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who I interview, who's on the show. It's just wonderful to get the scoop on people. People that you admire, people that surround you, people that's just, you know, in the same profession that you are, different professions. It just doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? This is a wonderful, wonderful networking tool. And not only that, but it lets the listeners in. It lets your fans in. And it lets people that's looking for, like, certain stuff in. Like, if you're looking for a producer, hey, I got the producers on deck. You're looking for a new artist, hey, I got the artists on deck. You're looking for DJs, got the DJs on deck. Promoters, et cetera, et cetera. So definitely stay tuned every Monday, and not every Monday, just period, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. My boy Trey Love, who was just in the spaceship, also be doing his Tuesday shows. And, you know, he just be doing his thing. Everything be going down. And Chip Star is also coming to the blogtalk.com/handsomelife. I am so excited about that. And I'm definitely looking forward to it. So, yeah. So for the end of the night, I just want to wish you all the best. Stay blessed. You know, don't never lose your faith in God, because the devil will make that happen. He's a very busy entity that is lurking amongst this world, you feel me? So recognize when he's, you know, playing with your mind and playing with your life and shit, and just keep your eye on the one above, because if it wasn't for God, man, ain't no telling. Ain't no telling. So, all right, folks, tune in next week for the recognition of the female MCs, part two. Any female MCs, holler at your girl. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to go down. And that's just what it do. Shout out to everybody who loves me, because I love you. And also to the haters. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for you either, I wouldn't be me. Because if you don't have no haters, that means you ain't doing shit. Who gives a fuck about you? So moving on. And yes, turn it on up, because I'm about to play CeeLo Green, I'm a Fool. So here we go. Deuces.
I'm Hey, little mama.
Hey.
What's your name?
Thug Miss.
Oh, is that right? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Your boy just want to holler at you for a minute, you know? I see you stunning your true religion, your Dolce & Gabbana
glasses. That's right. That's just how I get down.
Shopping at the beverage center and all that.
Right.
I'm looking for a girl just like...
Stop the bullshit, got no time to fall in love with a dick. I'm all about paper that stack real quick. Diamond belts on my hip, stubborn little mama, I ain't giving no lip. I tell a nigga zip, but just enough to be pleased with his deeds and his dollars up. Cutie pie named Isaac, met him at the right track. Now we swing in the sack, bringing tips right back, back. At a 11:45 a.m. Kasuli, gotta style my nails. You know I gotta stay dressed to impress. Baby fat jeans with the ice roll lead necklace. Got the fellas on stuck when they look at my chest. Bitches hoping I'm a nigga pulling next to the legs. Window tinted bumping game in the turning lane. I be that girl Thug Miss, bound to change the game. What? Isn't that? Isn't that funny? This nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. What isn't this funny, how I could use this dummy, thinking I love you, hell nah, nigga, give me the money. Hey, now I like your style, damn you look good, I'm focused now, design cut lined out the image of a maze, gave good direction, maze led between my legs, thought I was getting dick, only got lick, and cutie didn't even spit, swallowed all of it, job well done, gave a light breath, and I said, look at some Amazon, send them straight for the sun, look. I put it like this, I provide the clitoris, nigga, you need this, I could be nice or I could be selfish, mind matter overflow could get your thoughts in a twist, I could simp, act like my feelings are men, tell you what you want to hear to lose the money clip, Lamborghini doors pulled up on a bent, doing what you can in a pinch to get the booty bent, isn't that funny, this nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. What isn't this? Well, isn't this funny, funny, how I could use this dummy? Thinking I love you, hell no, nah, nigga, give me the money. Clean cut, brother, looking real jazzy, said he'd do anything. Ooh. He had to have me, he was old enough to be my damn daddy. So I called him daddy, and he tricked out my Chevy. 20-inch spinners with the chromed out fenders. Ticker bear, carrot TVs, no antennas. 60 miles dipping down Crenshaw Boulevard. Varieties of cute faces, lots of advertised cars. What, do your thing, nigga. Do your thing. Rep a car club or fit the game. Bang, profit from Miss Thang. Her gang from dope slang. Go hard on a bitch, we'll flip the same game. Pussy is power like money and cocaine. Got the potency to make a man wanna profit. He changes his personality, the power of pussy. Isn't that funny, funny? This nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body, body. Well, isn't this funny, funny? How I could use this dummy? Thinking I love you? Hell no, nah, nigga, give me the money. Nigga, give me the money. Give me the money. Black, white, nigga, give me the money.